This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, and ask Dr. Jesse Friday, can you feel it? It's going to be such a good day. It's going to be a fun day. I mean, yeah, everything sucks and Trump's getting indicted, but we're going to have fun. I mean, there's no reason we shouldn't laugh while America burns. We have a lot to get to, quite a bit to get to. The death of an icon tonight, that we'll actually get to that very, very quickly here. We have, what's it worth to you? Your honor. What is your honor worth to you? Let's examine that question tonight. Talking about you paying for illegal immigrants to be housed in New York City. We have questions about blue states. Are they going to start, someone wants to know, punishing people who leave? Where's technology going? Food. The debt ceiling. Should we have allowed the default? And so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I have breaking news. This happened just before the show began. It's something I have to share with you. You know how the book was going like hotcakes yesterday? Well, that hasn't stopped. And there's now officially a chance that this book is going to be in the top five on the New York Times bestseller list. You should understand that we will have to force them. The sales have to be so overwhelming that they will have to be forced to put it on there because they have a long history of running conservative books off. Now, that's the good part of it. You want to continue helping in that effort, jessekellybook.com. The breaking news, the bad part of it is the feminists found out. And obviously we talk about feminism and BLM and LGBTQ stuff. All these things are addressed in the Anti-Communist Manifesto. Turns out one of the feminists tracked down the studio, and I have a little audio of the video I put up right after she came storming through the door.
Guys, you're not going to believe what just happened. A feminist just broke in the office. And she outweighed me by 200 pounds. And she beat me up and tried to choke me to death with her vibrator cord. And she ate all of our cheese balls. And she was so mad about the Anti-Communist Manifesto. And then she said, this is Subaru country. Either way, purchase the Anti-Communist Manifesto today at jessekellybook.com to fight back against this hate and bigotry.
A hate crime was committed against me today. All right, quit, focus. We have a lot of news to get to. That's enough fun. We're not having fun. All right, we're going to have a lot more fun. But all right, the news of the day today. Trump has attorneys leaving. There's been a revamping. That's kind of the whole news with the Trump indictment story is Trump has a couple attorneys who are leaving, adding a couple other attorneys. And sometimes people feel as if they have to react with every story or as if every story is somehow a reinforcement of their worldview. And this is what I mean. I woke up, I saw the news about Trump having some attorney turnover. And immediately I saw from the Trump is God crowd, yes, smart move, dump the losers. I knew he would. And then I saw from all the ridiculous Trump haters who think Trump's the Antichrist, what an idiot. They're fleeing because Trump is screwed. They're done. Let me just tell you, there are a million and one reasons to fire an attorney. There are a million and one reasons that an attorney will leave. And nobody, as of right now, actually knows the reason that there is upheaval with Trump's attorney crew. There's no evidence out there of anything. Either way, we don't know anything. So, whether you're a Trump lover or a Trump hater, calm down. Some attorney turnover, it's the most normal thing in the world. Mid-trial, before trial, before arraignment, before everything, you fire attorneys. My old man, you know, my old man started his own construction company about the time I left the house, of course, about the time I left and joined the Marines. He started his own construction company. And inevitably, when you own a company, you always need an attorney for this or that. My old man has fired more attorneys than I have met in my entire lifetime. And that's for a small business owner. How many people do you think Trump has fired in his lifetime? So that this is me telling you, don't read anything into it. All right. Now, let's focus on a little bit of negative before we get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, which I admit some of those are negative. But what is honor? Or I guess probably a better way to put that is, what is your honor worth? Now, let's pause for a moment here. Let's not sound like movie characters or book characters. Do you have a price? Does your honor have a price? I'm more cynical about human nature, so I tend to believe everyone has a price. I hope, and here's what's crazy about that, I believe that about everyone, but I hope that's not true about me. Is that weird? I would love to sit here and tell you, I will never sell out, and I hope to God I will not. I hope I will never sell out the values that you treasure, that I treasure, for a paycheck or position or power or something like that. I hope I would stand strong. And historically, I have whenever situations like that have come up, but what if I get weak? What if the offer was just never good enough? I'll never sell you out. You are my fellow anti-communists and we will fight forever. And then Bill Gates walks in the door, just apparently got done at Epstein Island, walks in the door and says, hey, Jesse, how about $1 billion in a private jet and that huge yacht you've been wanting to go on your World War II history tour? I'll pay for that and the crew and all your friends. All you have to do is retire. No more radio show, no more books, no more TV. You just retire. I can tell you right now that I would tell him no, that I wouldn't even consider it. I hope. What if I wouldn't? But honor, do you have a price? I hope you don't. I hope I don't, but you never really know, right? The history of the world, human nature says we do. As we fight against the system, you and I, as we fight against this despicable, corrupt system that we have in this country, we have to accept something. And this is going to be hard to accept. But we have to accept that life is a lot easier when you choose to just bend the knee and become part of it. Sometimes they intimidate you. They scare you into becoming part of it. You saw that all over the place with COVID. That's when your mom wouldn't let you visit anymore. That's when your daughter told you you weren't welcome because you weren't quadruple vaxxed wearing a face mask. You saw the fear would make people want to become part of it. It becomes more profitable to become part of it. You see a lot of that with the GOP. Lots of times when the GOP, the low-T GOP, lots of times when they screw us over on something that matters to us, you do some digging into something and you'll find out, oh, wow, look, big campaign donations from the people they just bowed to. But whatever form it takes, historically, in these despicable late-stage republics or these communist countries like East Germany and the Soviet Union and China, people will sell their own family members down the road because it's easier and safer and more profitable to be part of the system. And so I think it's a question worth asking from time to time, worth asking of yourself, right? You don't have to share this information with other people, but it's a question worth asking of yourself. Do you have a price? Is there something they can do that would make you bend the knee? And like I said to you, I hope the answer for me is no. The history of mankind says that's probably not the case, but I hope the answer for me is no. We all picture ourselves as what? We all picture ourselves as Braveheart. William Wallace, he's going up there to get drawn and quartered, get torn apart, and his guts ripped out. But he won't even say the words. He won't bow. That's how I... Isn't that who you want to be? Man, I pray to God that's who I am. And more than that, I pray to God that's who my sons are. But it is important that we examine ourselves now, because in the days to come, there's a very real chance that you and I are going to have to find out what we will or won't do. Will we bend the knee? Will we sell out? Today, Donald Trump and Donald Trump's indictment, it's all that's in the news. And obviously, this is horrible. He's about to be indicted in Florida, but the big boy indictment, you remember because you listen to this show, it's coming in Washington, D.C. next month or the month after that, and that's the felony indictment. Donald Trump, there's no selling out for Trump. Even if he sold out now, that wouldn't be enough for the system. They're coming for him no matter what. But think about what he's facing right now. Prison time. 80 years old, roughly. I don't remember how old he is. Prison time. And I saw somebody sell out their honor. And I wonder if it was worth it. And we're going to talk about who that person was. We're going to discuss that in just a moment. Now, hopefully we have some sort of financial protection in the coming years as things get wild, as they blow all of our money. But who can guarantee that as the value of the dollar continues to plummet? Who knows? No, I don't know. You don't know. I know this. I know the gold and silver I own, courtesy of Oxford Gold Group. I know no matter what they do to the dollar, no matter what depression comes, I will have something to purchase goods and services with should my family need them. I know that my retirement, 401k, IRA, I know that the gold or silver you have in there will protect you from losing everything you've worked hard for. And I know there's one phone call you have to make and they'll handle all this for you and they're really chill about it. Oxford Gold Group is the one to call. They're my friends, man. I send my family members there. I'm not just telling you. My family members. That's where I send them. Call 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. Make that call tonight.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, reminding you, you can email the show during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And yes, I will be out on the book tour next week. Well, it starts tomorrow, so I guess it is this week. Book tour begins tomorrow. If you want info on the book tour, I suggest you buy tickets, because that way they know ahead of time how many people are coming. JesseKellyBook.com. Here, Salt Lake, Harrisburg, Tampa, JesseKellyBook.com. All right, back to honor. What's it worth? What's your honor worth? We're going to have to make decisions. Anthony Bass, we had played his audio before. I'm going to play it for you again right now. All the Pride Night stuff was coming for Major League Baseball. He put out something saying, I'm not so sure about this. He then ran to the cameras and said this.
I recognized yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine, and I am truly sorry for that. I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday. I apologized with them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself, to make better decisions moving forward. The ballpark is for everybody. We include all fans at the ballpark, and we want to welcome everybody.
Want an update on that? Actually, two different updates on that. Headline. This is from Talkin' Baseball. The Blue Jays are getting ready to have Pride Night, right? So this is a headline from Talkin' Baseball. The Blue Jays will have Anthony Bass catch the ceremonial first pitch on Friday to begin their Pride weekend celebration. And then, we just found out right before the show, the Blue Jays have placed Anthony Bass on assignment. That's the baseball speak for Anthony Bass is about to be cut. So, or sent down to AAA or traded or who knows where. But how does that person sleep at night?
Now, right now, remember, this isn't about him. This is about you, and this is about me. I want you to think about Anthony Bass. I want you to think about this young man. I want you to think about every day now for the rest of his life, how Anthony Bass is going to feel. Every day. Anthony Bass will be 80 years old, Lord willing, one day. We don't want him to die. Anthony Bass will be 80 years old one day. And he may not tell family, friends, wife, kids about it, but Anthony Bass will look back at this moment and he will hate himself for it. He will give up every day between now and that moment if he could go back and do that moment over again. The moment where he half stood up for a moment and then felt the heat of the evil system we live in and bent the knee. An embarrassment, a disgrace, nationally embarrassed in front of him, his family, shoot, just himself, everything he holds dear, a national disgrace, an international disgrace. But it's not about Anthony Bass. It's about you and it's about me. As we watch the system indict Trump, as we watch the system weaponize itself, as we watch the DOJ, IRS, FBI, CIA, NSA, as we watch the Hollywood education system, military, as we watch every single cultural institution lock shields against you and me, what we're facing is hard times. What we're facing are hard choices. Because there's a very real chance that you're going to face and maybe even have faced a hard choice. And the decision you or I make in that day, when that choice comes down, it will probably affect how we feel about ourselves and our honor for the rest of our lives. Chris put up Anthony Bass's salaries, $3 million a year. Anthony Bass would probably happily pay $3 million a year for the rest of his life when he looks back on this moment, if it meant getting his honor back. I only say this to prepare, not you, honestly, I say this to prepare myself. What if that day comes for me? Could easily come for me, right? Especially with the stuff we say, especially with the stuff we say on this show. Could easily come for me at any moment. What will I do? I don't know. I pray to God it's right, that I stand strong, that I look at the system and I say, no, I will not kneel. No, my honor is worth more. I pray to God in that moment, I think about my sons looking at me, figuring out who their dad is, what their dad is made of. Shoot, you looking at me. I hope I think about you in that moment and what you would think of me. But this is a question we all have to ask of ourselves, because as this filth infects our school systems, as it infects our corporate systems, as it infects our medical institutions, our legal institutions, as every part of our society is infected by this virus, there's a very real chance that choices like this, the choice whether to stand up to the system or bend the knee, will come to your door one day. And I say now is a good time to make that decision ahead of time. Before that day comes, let's hope you and I stand strong. Pray for it. Anyway, let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. And you and I paying for illegal immigrants in New York. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country, without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Once again, that big loser Chris Christie out there trying to run cover for the DOJ today. Screw any Republican today trying to run cover for this evil system. Okay, I get it. You hate Trump. Fine. Hate Trump. I don't care. I'm not his son. I don't care. If you can't see what's happening, man, you are blind.
I don't know exactly what they're going to find and what's going to come in any indictment that may come, but I will say this. The problem with all this is that it's self-inflicted. You know, in the end, I don't know that the government even knew that Joe Biden had those documents or not, but they did know Donald Trump did. And in fact, asked for them voluntarily for over a year and a quarter.
Right.
At least if you believe the accounts that you're reading right now, and I take them with a grain of salt. If in fact you're keeping those things knowingly, even after the government has asked for you to bring them back, the excuses about, oh, they were classified, declassified automatically when I left the office, well, that's just wrong. I mean, I know that as a legal matter. But it's a bigger problem whether he's indicted or not, because these are all self-inflicted wounds. Return the documents.
Okay, Trump has plenty of self-inflicted wounds. Obviously, everybody knows that. His fans, his haters, everybody knows that. They all take classified documents. And running cover for the despicable DOJ is such a disgrace. It's such a disgrace. Oh, I forgot to get to this in the beginning before I get to the illegals and the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. So, it looks like another one has fallen. And believe me when I tell you, this one hurts me. I'm staring at the cover and it says, the LGBT Alliance. And I'm flipping to the back page. Everyone feels at home. Diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging at Cracker Barrel. At Cracker Barrel. We even lost Cracker Barrel. Nah, I'm kidding. Screw you, Cracker Barrel. You don't deserve taps. You know what? You suck anyway, Cracker Barrel. Overpriced crap. I'd rather have Waffle House any day of the week. I've been to Cracker Barrel a million times with my sons. You know where they ask to go when the wife's out of town? Waffle House. Cracker Barrel sucks. So cross another one off the list. No more Cracker Barrel for us. Gosh. Jesse, when will the blue states start enacting punitive laws to discourage people from leaving? And what can we do about it? One, they're already doing this. Remember, there are two states you always have to watch if you want to know where we're going nationally and where the other blue states are going. There's New York and there's California. Those two states always, universally, they lead the way to the other states. Gas stove ban, where do you want to look? New York. Punishing people for leaving the state, who's been the leader on this? California, but it'll be New York too. California is already punishing businesses with a retroactive tax if you're packing it up and leaving. This is why I'm telling you to move, because there is a time limit. A time limit. Do you know, we told this story before, but when the Bolsheviks finally took over the Soviet Union, it was a long civil war, fighting the whites, the white army, and all these things, but they finally took over the Soviet Union. Do you want to know one of the first things they did when they gathered after victory? Do you want to know what they were chanting? Abolish the passports. Abolish the passports. The essence of communism is you can't be allowed to escape it. The communist knows his way of life, his desire is horrible. He knows it's anti-human. He knows you will be miserable and possibly die. He understands all these things. It's not news to him. He's well aware of how horrible his religion is. They make it so you can't leave. East Germany versus West Germany. Good point, Chris. Oh, sure. They let that East Germany versus West Germany thing go. Just you could go back and forth. That lasted about 5 minutes. And then they realized, oh my gosh, they're all leaving for West Germany. Up, oh, you know what we need? A fence. Okay, that's not enough. We need a wall. All right, a big wall, a bigger wall, guys. We need razor wire. Okay, more razor wire. All right, landmines. All right. The whole point is you can't leave. As we head into days where there will be a coalition of red states against the federal government and the coalition of blue states, don't think for a moment they're just going to let you go. Now, God willing, there's not a wall in razor wire. But what they're going to do is they're simply going to make it so financially you can't go. These blue states, because look, this, the communist thinks of things that you and I can never think of because you don't have a totalitarian mindset. You don't think about using power and abusing people and imprisoning people, but that's all the communist thinks about. So think about this. Think about all the intrusion in private businesses in blue states. Are you picturing it? All the different ways they've already intruded in virtually every business. You ready for that? Now, think about this. I want you to think about New York getting involved with realtors and moving companies. Do you think it would be outside of the realm of possibility? Do you think Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, would hesitate for even a moment to sign into law a state law that says your realtor is not allowed to represent you or must double their fees to represent you if your home that you're selling, if you're packing up and leaving the state? Do you think it's outside of the realm of possibility that Kathy Hochul, or I shouldn't just pick on her and her plastic face, or Kathy Hochul and Gavin Newsom, do you think it's outside of the realm of possibility for them to sign into a law that your moving company is not allowed? Think how simple this one is. Your moving company is not allowed to transport your stuff across state lines. So, oh yeah, no, they'll come pack you up. They'll load you up. But as soon as they get to that border, sorry, got to pull over here and drop your stuff. Best of luck. Hopefully you can get someone else to come pick it up. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, this sounds way over the top. They would never do this. That's crazy, Jesse. Every single person in East Germany said the same thing before the wall went up. Every single person in the Soviet Union said the same thing before the walls and the razor wire went up. They're already beginning to tax you. Do you really believe there won't be laws? Will the blue states enact punitive laws was the Ask Dr. Jesse question. I would argue you're crazy if you think they wouldn't. You're crazy if you think they would even hesitate for a moment. Do you think New York is going to stand by and allow 500,000 people every year to leave and move to Florida and Texas and South Carolina and Tennessee? Do you think the communists are going to sit by and watch the tax revenue leave, flee their state year after year after year? Or do you think they're going to do something about it? They're going to do something about it. Believe me, they are. I'm trying to let people know, and I've been trying to let people know over and over and over again, that the next 40, 50 years in this country will not look like the last 40 or 50 years in this country. Things are going to accelerate from here. It is not a pendulum. It is a snowball, and it's a gaining steam on the way down the mountain. It is snowballing. Make preparations. All right? All right. Now it's time to talk about the... It's not even jaw-dropping. It's not even surprising. I was about to say the shocking stat or shocking headline or jaw-dropping. There's nothing shocking about it. You're going to hear it and you're going to get mad. Don't get me wrong. You'll be mad. I was mad. But you're going to say, oh yeah, I can see that. That sounds like exactly the kind of country we have. We're going to talk about that headline and then we're going to talk about technology and where I see that going. Then we're going to talk about the debt ceiling. And we're going to talk about paying taxes. Should you stop doing that? All that and more is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. With me, world famous author Jesse Kelly. But first, let's talk about companies that are actually trying to stop where we're going. Because there are some. MyPillow is probably the leader in that clubhouse. The leader in that clubhouse. MyPillow has been out there fighting for your values and my values, whether it's election integrity, no matter what it is, they're out there fighting day after day. No, they don't just provide us great products at great prices. They're out there spending that money we spend with them on our country. Don't you appreciate that? I appreciate that. They don't have to do that. Mike Lindell and MyPillow, they could just settle for great bedding and slippers and towels. You know, their six-piece towel set's the freaking best towel set ever. and it's on clearance right now for $25. It's normally $99.98 on clearance for $25. Go get a couple towel sets and tell Mike Lindell thank you. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's me, Chris, running against the wind. I don't understand actually why that would be me right now. That doesn't make any sense, but it sounded dramatic when I came back, and that's, you know what? That's me running against the wind. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. This is important. Biden administration shells out over $100 million to New York City due to a surge in illegal immigrants. My only regret is I did not have Jewish producer Chris go back and dig up me predicting exactly what would happen. Remember when New York City Mayor Eric Adams was going on the news every 15 seconds saying, man, we got to help out. No one's helping us out. What's with the Biden administration? We're feeling the brunt of this. New York City's bankrupt. Oh my gosh, we're all going to die. And I told you all this is Eric Adams campaigning for some of that sweet, sweet federal taxpayer money. And lo and behold, the Biden administration writes him a $100 million check of your money and my money as a shut up fund. That's exactly what that is. Please stop blasting us on the news fund. That's what it is. Chris, don't worry about looking for it. It's not important. Everyone remembers what the Oracle says, Chris. Chris, oh, it's the 16th? You already have it? Oh, it was on the 16th that I said it? May 16th. Yeah, and I'm smart. I knew it was coming. Look, Chris, as a shogun, you wouldn't know what this is like, but people hang on my every word. All right. They hang on my every word, and they knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that this day was coming. Anyway, let's move on to some questions. Jesse, last week you talked about people being overwhelmed by technology as the Oracle. See, Chris, where do you see the technology going in the next 20 or 30 years? Now, obviously, I realize it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where I pretend to be an expert on everything, whether it's political or not. The technology questions are probably not my forte, but I'm actually glad you asked the question, because I was probing my friends. I was asking my friends about this exact thing, mainly as it relates to AI, as it relates to this artificial intelligence stuff. Now, I don't understand artificial intelligence. I understand it at the very, very, very surface level. Computers that are able to think and solve problems and things like that. And now we have this new wave out there where they can write, and they can write like they're you. Apparently there's something online where you can write like you're me. You can ask, I think it's called ChatGPT or something like that, to write, write an article on abortion like you're Jesse Kelly. And I guess it'll write one, and it sounds fairly similar to me. It's not me, but it gathers various things I've written, and it tries to think like me, something along those lines. Here's one of the ways I see us going, and it does concern me greatly. Right now, there is a trust crisis in society, and there should be. We don't trust our institutions. When the CDC says something now, you roll your eyes. When the FBI says something, you scoff and roll your eyes. When the president says something, you roll your eyes. When ABC, CNN, MSNBC, when they say something, you roll your eyes. You don't believe what you read. When you pick up the New York Times, you don't believe what you read. You don't believe anything. You don't trust anything you see. Well, you shouldn't trust any of these institutions, because they're all lying to you at all times. But it's actually about to go deeper because of technology. Social media is now where people get the vast bulk of their news. They will go on various social media websites, whatever they are, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever they are, and that's where people will gather their news. They'll gather the headlines. They can see interviews. They'll look at video. They'll see what people said. try to form their own opinions. I know that's what you do, or it's what most of us do. It's what I try to do as much as possible. Try to form my own opinions, try to get my own sources. But what if your own eyes, what if videotape could lie to you? Meaning, what if tomorrow you pulled up your phone and you went to your social media website and you saw a video of me, and it looks like me, and it sounds like me, and it's a video, keep in mind. I'm not saying an article. It's a video of me, and I'm there saying to you, what's something that would be crazy for me to say? Velveeta sucks. I don't like Velveeta, and abortion is great. Go abortion. Abort your baby. You understand that the days are coming, and frankly, kind of already here, if I believe Chris and Michael and the stuff my sons are saying, where that video could exist, because you can create entirely fake videos that look very, very real of anyone you want, of anything you want. Think what that will do to an already eroded trust level in society. It would eliminate it completely. You would never believe anything you see, and I wouldn't either. I'm never going to believe it. What if the day comes and, hey, you know what's crazy? This day's going to come. It's going to come for the Jesse Kelly Show. There's going to be a day. Now, we work very hard to make sure this day doesn't come, and I hope it never does, but the day will come on the Jesse Kelly Show when I will play you an audio bite of some kind. Whether it's one that makes you laugh, or one that makes you scream, or one that makes you cry. What if the day comes where I play you an audio bite of AOC? AOC saying something, and you go tell your friends about it, and you play it for your mom. Hey, mom, guess what I heard AOC say on the Jesse Kelly podcast? Isn't that crazy? Only AOC didn't say it. It turns out it was a fake that we didn't vet well enough, and it was never real, and it was just a gigantic fake. But I thought it was real, and then I played it for you, and you thought it was real because it's going to sound like her. That's something that's coming for society that's crazy, and it's inevitable. That's going to be a whole different set of problems, is it not? How do we even begin to deal with that? I don't know. But it's moving so fast. We're still trying to unpack the last thing, and it's moving on to the next thing. It's going to be some wild times. All right. The debt, and should you actually pay taxes, and so much more, like grilled cheese, on the Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.